are listening to the Lutheran Ladies Lounge podcast. I'm Sarah.
I'm Erin.
And I'm Rachel.
We have a party planning episode today. We are your resident party planning committee for all your party planning needs. Mm-hmm. And this time we are coming to you for your church baby shower because we really love celebrating babies around here. I was actually late to this recording session because I was holding a coworker's baby. So yes. There we are. And baby showers are a fun time. And we thought we would give you some insight from our own brains. But also a lot of this comes from our Ladies Lounge Facebook group. I know Rachel and I asked the group for their insights on the things that we're talking about today.
Boy, howdy, did you deliver.
Wow. Mm. Absolutely.
So many great ideas. So much wisdom.
Yeah, we have a lot of very wonderfully creative and talented and generous women in the group. And so to kick it off, I am going to give you the top 10, which turned into the top 20 list of unexpectedly amazing, not on the registry gifts.
Ooh.
These are the gifts I shouldn't say everyone. Frequently, there will be a gift registry, especially for new moms. And it's got, you know, the clothes, the burp cloths, the, you know, the items that are really essential when you're going to add a baby to your household. You just kind of need some stuff. These are not those items. These are the, I already have a child, and so I know what you actually are going to need at 3 a.m. when you're not thinking about it. Uh-huh. Or having a baby is, it's hard work. And so you're going to want some other additional things that maybe you're not thinking about on this side of having your child.
Well, and honestly, sometimes those baby registries are pretty picked over by the time you get to them, especially if you're looking at a congregation wide party. And it's nice to have some ideas for when the thing you really would have gotten them has already been gotten.
Yep. Correct.
Yep.
Or you're a late gift buyer like I am.
I wasn't going to say it.
Tomorrow, maybe I should go to Target today. Yeah, I do that every time. Anyway, so number 20, I am going to count this down. Okay. And I sort of kind of put these in order of something. I don't know, maybe order of how cool I thought they were. But you can decide on your own if these are in any kind of order. Number 20, a large dollar gift card. So especially if you're doing this as a church, you may have some groups of people who could go in together for a large gift card for something like a big ticket item, like a stroller or a crib or something that might be on the registry, but maybe one person isn't going to be able to purchase that on their own. So large dollar gift card, maybe a group gift to allow for larger purchases. Number 19, a food processor for baby food. A very specific item, but a very forward-thinking item as well. If you may or may not want to make your own baby food, a food processor would be very handy. Number 18, diapers of all sizes, all the diapers, because there are many diapers in your future.
Yes, that's great advice. I know that my kids outgrew, well, they never fit newborn diapers. Those were for dolls. But they outgrew the size 1 diapers in about 2 weeks. And so the fact that at my baby showers, I had gotten size 1 through 5 in, you know, massive quantities allowed me to just keep using gifted diapers for a long time.
Yes, several women mentioned this, that they didn't have to buy diapers for months and months because they got so many different sizes at their baby showers.
Nice.
Excellent. Number 17, a nursing cover that doubles as a car seat cover. A very handy thing. And or the baby wrap variety that could double as a nursing cover. Number 16, an amber colored low light nightlight for the middle of the night changes in feedings. And I am just an adult who does not have a baby at home, and I appreciate having low light amber lights in my house. So I imagine when you're getting up at all kinds of hours every night that having something that doesn't shine in your eyes and make you angry because the light is too loud would be very handy.
Or that doesn't wake you up any more than you have to be awake.
Right.
Because those blue lights, that can just be a jolt to your brain and you're not going back to sleep after that.
Yeah. You need the gentle amber light. Yeah. Yes. I thought that was very great. This one I know nothing about, but number 15 was specifically suggested by Amanda, a Milky's milk catcher. She said, I was able to use it while breastfeeding 3 babies and it caught enough breast milk that I didn't have to pump. So that is an option.
Very interesting.
I know.
Never heard of it, but I'll look it up when the time comes for my daughters to receive advice from me.
There you go. Number 14, I had to add my own personal favorite into this list because I've done it twice now. There's tiny little brushes to clean bottle lids. I don't have baby bottles, but I have way too many actual water bottles for like biking and stuff. And they have similar functions of very small crevices that are really hard to clean. And they make little tiny brushes specifically for all of those crevices to get into those tiny spaces. And so that is my personal favorite of this wasn't on your registry, but I know you're going to need it. Number 13, this one's cute. A favorite books or toys from your own kids or siblings or nibblings or children.
Yes.
Things that you know are already popular or that are of sentimental value to you to gift them to another child. Number 12, magnetic sleepers or zipper sleepers that don't have a ton of buttons to undo in the middle of the night, or additional onesie sacks or gowns for easier changing. So this is the ease of change item on the list. Number 11, going along with the comfort items, a towel warmer and or microwavable warmies, which are very popular these days. I see them everywhere. Those cute little like stuffed animals you can microwave. So like we're thinking warmth here for the post bath or the soothing kind of things.
Snuggly.
Yes, exactly. Okay. All right. Number 10, Rachel, not our Rachel, a different Rachel in the lounge mentioned the thing that my parents sprang for and it has literally saved our sanity is a pre-loved snoo, S-N-O-O. And I had to Google this. And I apologize to my poor husband who is on my same Wi-Fi because now we are both getting ads for this in our social media. She thought it was a lot of hype. The thing is amazing. It is a very expensive. So it could be one of those group gifts. You can also rent them or you can recoup it by selling it back. So this is a smart sleeper crib. It like you turn it on and it like moves and all these. It's supposed to be amazing to like put your baby to sleep. It is expensive. It's like over $1,000. I looked it up.
Wow.
But apparently they're really amazing. So maybe
like, go in with a community on it.
Yeah. That might be a thing to look at. I don't know. Yeah.
Interesting.
They advertise very well too. Number 9, hand-me-down clothes in larger sizes. We do all tend to give the tiny baby sizes, which
they're so adorable.
They are so cute. And like you do need them for a little while, probably. But babies also grow out of them really fast.
Yeah.
So giving hand-me-downs of larger sizes so that you don't have to be scrambling for clothes in a couple weeks or a couple months. Very nice gift. Number 8, a very practical item, a big plastic folder with different dividers to put all the paperwork in after birth because there's a lot of important paperwork that happens when you bring a tiny new human into your family, which I also have never had to think about. But, you know, all of that paperwork of registering them with the government. Also, baptism certificates, all of that, like insurance paperwork, all of that paperwork that happens.
Immunization records.
Immunization records,
Although a lot of mothers are foregoing those these days.
Valerie says, it was very nice to have a home for all of that when I was tired and I knew those docs were safe from spills in plastic. They still keep their birth certificates, baptismal documents, social security cards in theirs. So a good practical gift. Number 7, gallon bags of homemade breakfast sandwiches. And quite honestly, any and all meals, an entire shower of like meal chain would be great for every birth. This doesn't even need to be the first one. This could be all of them. But use frozen meals, things that are easy to eat. Always really enjoyed. Number 6, this is the personalized gift category. Multiple women mentioned different varieties of things that are personalized with the baby's name on it. Hooded towels, pre-made scrapbook photo albums, handmade blankets and quilts, handmade burp cloths, all of these things with the baby's name. These are also one of my favorites. We had at one of our baby showers, this is getting into Rachel's territory, but we embroidered a burp cloth.
Oh, that's sweet.
Each of us did one. And so mom had a whole selection of burp cloths that we had all embroidered on. That was fun. Number 5. A felted and fabric activity book where the child can tell their own story. I have never heard of this, but this sounds really interesting. So this is a book that's tied together in the middle with ribbon. And when you take it apart, it forms four walls of a house. And the pages of the book are various rooms in the house. And then it comes with a felted doll on a short ribbon that you can like sit at a table or sit in a tire swing or change clothes. her friend made this book. So
wow.
Think outside the box of fun felted gifts that are quiet activities. It sounds amazing. Number four, thank you to Carlene Hester, butt paste. This is an actual thing.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. It is, according to Carlene, so much better than Desitin. It is her regular gift to other moms, and other people commented that it was so like amazing. Mm-hmm. So that sounds like a great one. Number three, Walter the farting dog.
Ugh.
Aaron?
Yeah, this is my favorite gift. I didn't even put this down there, but it's probably somebody I gave it to. I don't know how many times I've given this gift through the years, but
this is a picture book, not an actual dog.
It's actually, there's a series, but the best one in the series is Walter the farting dog goes on a cruise.
Oh no!
It's honestly a bit older, but I figure you're starting your book collection. So you probably aren't going to read this to your infant. You might, but like, it's really going to come into its own once you're hitting more like toilet training time and then, you know, more like toddler and, and little child. It is hilarious. And dads in particular love reading it because like, yeah, it's great. It's all about farting.
That's amazing.
And but farting saves the day. Let me tell you.
That just reminds me that one of the best gifts you can give is children's books.
Yeah,
and they don't necessarily all have to be like infant board books. Like you are helping them build their library of books. And if you can get one that was precious to you and your family and inscribe it in the front so that we still have a whole bunch of books to my daughter. And they were many of them were way too old for her when she got them. But my cousin went nuts. She's like, all my favorite picture books, my cousin's daughter has to have them. And so it's, you know, to Eleanor Ann, love Virginia Ann, you know, because they had the same middle name. And it just like, it gave us the backbone of our little nascent children's library that has continued to grow ever since. So yeah, picture books, great. Especially if they're meaningful, especially if they're inscribed, because we still read the inscriptions today.
I have given this Walter the farting dog at least 10 times based on my Amazon order history.
That's amazing.
At least 10 times. It actually has to be more than that because the first time I gave it, it was, I had just found it at a bookstore. And so this is only since I switched to doing a lot of my shopping via Amazon. So I've ordered this book at least 10 times.
Amazing.
Because it's that good. It's that good.
Yes.
Anyway. Yeah.
Fox on Socks is the book I give to everyone because it's my favorite Dr. Seuss, but Walter the Farting Dog sounds even more funny. I should get that for my nephews. Okay, so that was number three. Number two, visits from a cleaning lady for a very tired new mama.
Yes.
Multiple people agreed with that.
That's a nice idea.
Yes. And number one has three parts because they're all the same kind of category, but slightly different. So 1A is a gigantic box of postpartum supplies, including tux pads, ice pack pads, Perry bottles, the nice ones, not the crappy ones you get from the hospital. That's a direct quote. Pain relief spray, labor nursing gown, breastfeeding supplies, a bottle of baby Tylenol, because you're going to need it before you probably have it. And so if someone gives it to you, you don't have to go buying it at 3 a.m. where you can't buy it. Vapor rub, gripe water, a good thermometer, gas drops, nasal spray, nose Frida, and other infant medicines, essential oils for bath time, plus a helpful list of what everything is and how and when to use it.
Ah, this was great. A little table of contents.
Yes. This came up multiple times that people had given baskets of these items for the baby. And yes, this is a popular one. So I would highlight and star this for your next baby shower. 1B. Yes. So that was the basket of things for the baby.
Okay.
This is the basket of things for mama.
Oh.
So you're giving a gift for the child, but also give a gift for mom. So giant insulated water bottles. Oh, postpartum ice pads. That came up again. Fuzzy socks, comfortable underwear, a mama necklace, fuzzy slippers, super comfy button-down pajamas, chocolates, shelf-stable snacks. Mm. So things that mom's going to want.
Sardines.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. To make her comfortable when she probably does not know what day or time it is for a couple of weeks. So you've got the items for baby. You've got the items for mama. And then 1C is gifts for dads too. Mm,
so that's true.
Walter the farting dog.
Yeah. You
can't go wrong. Baseball hats, funny books.
Oh, yeah. Daddy and baby matching baseball hats.
Yes. Oh, yes. Right. T-shirts, blankets, yeah. Also fuzzy slippers or like pajamas, if that wouldn't be weird, if it's like a co-ed shower, because it's his baby too. And yeah, he's also going to be dealing with stuff.
Middle of the night. Uh-huh.
Yeah. So the number one was gift baskets of comfortable, thoughtful things for all three. And also, I should add a 1D on here too. It didn't come up, but if they have other siblings. Children, a little gift.
Yes. I remember my one of my aunts got Eleanor a little people's school bus when at Christian's baby shower. And the fact that she'd been watching me open present after present after present. She was about not quite 2 years old at this point. Yeah. And she was like, this for baby. This is for baby. And then, this one's for Eleanor. I mean, that is such a thoughtful thing to do.
Yeah.
And it was such a hit. She felt so loved.
When my goddaughter got a baby sister, I gave her a little tiny pouch with a little tiny duck, like a Beanie Baby duck in it. Uh-huh. And she loves playing with my badge for the IC, because she gets it out of my purse all the time and plays with it. So I used my old broken up badge reel that I fixed up, and I made a little a big sister card to put in there. So she has her own big sister badge reel that she gets to wear. So
That's cute.
A little personalized.
See? Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Just thoughtful stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So there you go. The top 20 list.
I love it.
Of great ideas.
Love it.
From the lounge. And we can share the link to I put a poll or a question, I suppose, in the lounge. So we can include the list. There were other smaller or very, very specific things. So we'll include that link in the show notes. I think we have snacks next.
Snacks. So I have three items, because there are so many snacks out there. Three items that really I think would be fantastic baby shower snacks. Two are ones that I have done. The third is a new one to me, but it's so adorable I couldn't resist it. So first up, little tiny pigs in a blanket.
Oh,
little tiny foods is what I think is great for a baby shower. That's my personal philosophy. It should all be baby foods. So tiny things. So little tiny weenies in a little blanket. They're super cute and little pigs in a blanket. And I also am a big fan, if you live anywhere where you have an international grocery store, not everywhere does, but if you live anywhere where you have an international grocery store, you can get quail eggs. Mm. They taste just like chicken eggs, but they're tiny. Mm. And so you make tiny little quail deviled eggs.
Oh.
They are adorable. They are like a single bite size. To cook them, you just boil them for like 4 minutes, maybe not even 4 minutes, but hard boiling. It's super fast. They actually peel. It's a little tedious because of how small they are, but they peel really easily. The peel sort of like the shell sticks together. There's like a membrane that's pretty closely attached to the shell. So once you get it going, it just peels right off. And then you just make them like regular deviled eggs. However you like your deviled eggs, just do it. It's on a small scale. When you go to the party, don't have them pre-filled. So get it all prepped at home, but don't fill them. Mm-hmm. So just have them in halves. And then you have your filling in a Ziploc bag that you bring. And then when you get to the shower, then you just snip the corner off the Ziploc bag, fill them up real quick, and garnish it however you want to garnish. Super quick, easy to do, like at the party. And they just look adorable.
They're
so cute.
Ugh.
So, quail deviled eggs. The last one is one that I just came across. And I tell you what, the next time I go to a baby shower, I think I'm going to make these. They're called Nutter Butter Babies. You take the classic Nutter Butter cookie, you know, that's shaped like a peanut.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And then you dip them in like lightly tinted white chocolate, melted white chocolate or almond bark. So, you know, it's a girl or a boy, or if it's like you're not sure. So pick whatever colors you want to do. but you dip them at an angle so that like all of one part of one half of the peanut is covered and then half of the top. And then you switch and dip the other so that it looks like it's a little bundled up baby. I'll share like a little link to somebody's blog post that showed it. For the case of this group here in our recording, I just shared my screen. Here they are.
Oh my goodness, those are so cute.
Adorable.
Those are so cute.
They just look like little tiny babies all bundled up.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, they're just super,
swaddling cookies.
Yes, and again, really quite easily because you can dip this by holding it. You don't need to like dip it and set it down. You do one dip on one side, dip on the other, and then you can put a little tiny little eyes on them, a little squiggle of hair if you want.
Oh my goodness.
The cutest little easy cookie option. And there's lots of, I mean, you could do the watermelon that's been cut into the shape of a baby carriage. That's always adorable.
Oh,
but
yeah.
That
is a lot of work. That would be a lot of work.
So, but a lot of times baby showers are team efforts. So yeah,
true.
Yeah. But those are three of my best ideas for you of baby shower food. I guess pigs in a blanket are pretty classic, but quail deviled eggs.
That's
all my own. I imagine that one, not my first, my own. I didn't get that idea from anyone else. It's from me.
And
that
is an excellent one.
Yeah.
I love it.
Oh, yeah. So good.
Yeah. But then we also need to have some fun activities. What are we doing at the shower, Rachel?
Yeah. Okay. So I have a love-hate relationship with shower games in general.
Mm, we all.
So many of them are what the young people would call cringe.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
With a capital cr. And so I did not, I wanted to talk about these mostly because of the activity at the end. But I knew I needed some backup on this. Mm. So, of course, I asked our friends in the Lounge Facebook group, and they came through in a major way. So I'm going to share with you the best of the games. Well, pretty much all of the games they shared were good. Better than most that I've ever played, honestly. And so hopefully if you are planning or a baby shower for someone special in your life, you can learn from their wisdom and not from my own questionable past experience. Although not all of these were actual winners. Some of them are just funny. Okay, so we've got several categories. The first category I'm going to call onesie funsies because a couple of different ladies suggested decorating a onesie, you know, the baby little baby button-up t-shirts as part of your shower. Where you can use fabric paint. Someone had said that they had iron-ons to choose from with an iron ready to go. So that everyone at the shower gets to make a keepsake onesie, which is really sweet because you go through about 1,000 of those a day when you have a tiny baby. So, so yes, the onesies were good. And while we're on the subject of keepsake activities, Carrie Ann Swaim shared with us, this is not a game, but for my daughter's shower, we bought wooden blocks and each guest chose a card with a letter and number on it. They decorated the block with the letter and number, pictures of things that began with the letter inside that had items in the quantity of the number. Each person also signed their block.
Cool.
We used paint pens to decorate, sanded the edges slightly, and then sealed them after the shower. And those blocks are now in the baby's nursery.
Oh,
so making a custom set of building blocks with each shower guest, personalizing one. I thought that was wonderful.
I love those kinds of activities.
Yes.
See, also,
I do too.
The next category of games I'm calling Baby Food Bazaar.
Oh, no.
I'll let you decide whether that is spelled B-A-Z-A-A-R or B-I-Z-A-R-R-E.
Oh, no.
There are three different variations on this. Nicole Kuntz says, we had a baby food taste test. We took the labels off the jars and each table had to try the different flavors. There are a lot. And the person at each table who guessed the most right wins.
Yeah, that doesn't sound terrible.
Apparently, you can take this to the next level, though, this basic concept. Haley Hazen says that the strangest baby shower game I experienced was where they put different mashed up foods in diapers. No! And guests had to guess the contents by smell or sight. Green beans, yellow squash, chocolate, etc. She says, I hadn't had babies yet, so I was disgusted and it made me gag. But now that I'm on my third child, this would be nothing for me. Okay, that's level two. Apparently there's level three.
Oh, no. What?
And this one comes from Dawn Peters. She says, the weirdest one I ever encountered at a friend's shower was opened baby diapers with food smeared in them that you were supposed to dip a little popsicle stick into and try to guess what it was.
Oh, no!
I was so horrified and disturbed.
No!
So if you want a very memorable baby shower, you know, baby food in diapers with popsicle sticks.
That's true.
Going to leave a mark.
I mean, choose your friend group. Maybe your friends like this.
That's true.
I don't know.
Maybe your friend group would think this was hilarious.
True. It's possible.
All right. That brings us to the next category of games. There are several people who suggested things in this category. The game is called Late Night Diapers.
Oh, okay.
So there's a couple. The classic version of this is Veronica Dembski says, I hosted a co-ed shower once, and the guys really liked writing funny comments with Sharpie on the stack of diapers, writing directly on the diapers. Uh-huh. And then this is followed up by Minute Enyart, who says, the one activity type thing that I had at my shower was to have everyone write things on newborn diapers for late night diaper changes. Some of them were encouraging and some of them were hilarious, but it was so funny reading them after our baby was born. Yes. So I like this idea. Have a stack of diapers and Sharpies and you're just going to write things on it like, you got this, dad.
Yep.
Or boy, that one was awful.
And it was a lot of fun.
Yes.
I like that.
A lot of fun.
While we are on the subject of diapers, Vanessa Frost writes that a diaper raffle was her favorite from her baby shower. So the idea was that anybody who brought a pack of diapers, presumably in addition to their regular gift, got entered to win a prize. And because of this, she received so many diapers and wipes in various sizes. It was so helpful, she says.
Yeah.
All right.
So
I like that.
Even though everyone wants to give you the cute little, honestly, frilly baby outfits, if they can throw in a pack of diapers or a pack of wipes and then be entered in a raffle, that is a great incentive to go for the practical as well as the pretty gifts.
Yeah. Yep.
This activity, I think, is great. I'm calling it Gene Pool Mashup. Angie McKeague-Muntz writes that many years ago, we had a couple's shower for my friend and coworker. I provided 8x10 size photos of her and her husband. Shower attendees cut apart the photos to create a collage of what their baby might look like.
Wow.
I provided scrapbook paper and extra materials to make bonnets, pacifiers, whatever their hearts desired. It was fun to chat during the process and the outcomes were hilarious. Thankfully, her baby was much more adorable than our masterpieces.
That sounds really fun. I would do that.
Yes, definitely a craft, and seeing who can come up with the most horrendous mashup would be really funny.
Yeah.
Correct. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, this next category I'm calling Not Sure How I Feel About This.
Oh, no.
There are a couple of people who suggested this one, but I will read the comment from Julie Baumler. She says, a new game to me, freeze tiny babies in ice cubes. Just search tiny babies on Amazon. I guess it's a thing.
Yeah.
Use the ice in people's drinks. The first person to have their baby be freed from the ice is supposed to pop up and shout, my water broke, to win the game.
These babies sound like the kind of babies you would use in a king cake.
Yes.
That's my immediate imagination of what baby would look like. And that's, wow, that's quite a game, though. Quite a game.
That is.
That's hilarious.
Having just read this morning that births from in vitro fertilization are at an all-time high in this country this year, I'm thinking, maybe I might not be perfectly 100% comfortable with this.
In an ice cube. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. But it's cute. It's cute.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. The next category is a broad category that I'm calling guessing games.
Yeah. These are a favorite, like a standard shower game.
Absolutely. So one listener suggests if the baby's name has already been pronounced or been announced and is fairly common, a trivia game using the name is fun for people to try to guess. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Coley Escher, for that idea. Susan Ilton, I love this. She says, I hosted a baby shower and had all the guests email me their own baby pics up to 2 years old. I blew them up to 8x10 black and whites to make it fair. And the guests had to try and match the baby picture to the shower guest.
Yes.
I love that.
Okay.
Lots of laughter there.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of different listeners mentioned they loved playing the Price is Right with baby items.
Oh,
okay.
And Rachel Utterbach says that some guests hadn't had babies in the home for a long time. So the range of guesses was fun because the prices on these big ticket baby items, yeah. they don't stay the same. Inflation applies.
Yeah.
And Emily Ringelberg Cave writes that the most fun baby shower game for her was a test to identify children's books by their first lines. I feel like I would clean up on this game, so I'm highly recommending it to anyone who's inviting me to a baby shower.
Okay. Yeah, that is fun.
We did a similar one.
Room.
Oh. Yeah.
Good Night Moon.
Yep.
Margaret Wise Brown.
Yep.
Illustrated by Clement Hurd.
Or maybe don't do that one if you're inviting Rachel, because she will clean up and everyone will be mad.
Rachel can organize this one. That was awesome. Those are great games.
Yes. Oh, I've got one more. One more. Sorry.
Okay.
I got so distracted by a Goodnight Moon. The last set of games I'm calling hands-on challenges, and we have two of these.
Mm-hmm.
Karen Smith writes that at my niece's shower, a game they played was drinking out of a sippy cup, the first to finish won a prize.
Oh.
I love that because having tried out one or more of my kids' sippy cups, they are not easy to drink out of. Like, they're not going to spill, but you're going to take a while to get, like, fully hydrated.
Yeah.
That I think would be really fun. And then finally, this game I do actually remember playing, although we played it with disposable diapers, so I think it was easier than it was meant to be.
Mm.
Jen Radloff writes, game for shower, diaper a baby doll with old school cloth diaper and pins, time the effort, grade the effectiveness, making sure it doesn't fall off when they hold up the doll.
Oh,
okay.
We played it with stuffed animals and disposable diapers, and I feel like the diaper pins would have definitely made that even more of a challenge. I think we did a relay race.
Uh-huh.
Again, this is a really long time ago. My oldest is old enough to drink now, so I am well past the age of this. I do, however, remember my favorite activity at my baby shower when I was a first-time mother, and that was just inviting all of the ladies present to share a piece of practical advice with me. Mm-hmm. And I think somebody wrote them all down, or they wrote them down and then shared them. There are different ways to do this, but it can be really, really wonderful and very meaningful to invite, especially the older and more experienced mothers, to either write down or speak out or some combination of them,
mm-hmm.
those methods for sharing wisdom. And a baby shower provides a great opportunity for this. I still remember my favorite piece of advice that I got during this sharing time. And it came from actually multiple ladies. Several of them piped up and said, oh, yes, I agree with that totally. I've never once used it. I just want this on the record. The advice was rub whiskey on their gums when they're teething. It will help. And the add-on was a little whiskey for the baby, a little whiskey for the mama, and you will all get through the teething time much more successfully.
Mm-hmm.
So that was my core memory from baby shower when I was first expecting.
That's great.
And in the spirit of whichever sweet lady suggested whiskey to me for my tiny baby, I have asked the ladies in the lounge to share the best advice that they have either given or received as new mothers. And so I would love to share some of those pieces of advice with you.
Mm-hmm.
In almost random order. I might have clumped a few things that were thematically linked together. Here is the wisdom that our ladies have shared with us. Abby Destermundorf writes, "The most surprising slash best advice I got was from a mom of 5 kids. She patted her 10-year-old's head and said, 'Remember, every stage is just a phase.' It sounded cliche, but it was so helpful to have a 'this too shall pass' mentality during the early months filled with spit up and the challenges with sleep schedules. Mm. It reminded me that the struggles of each stage are not forever and allowed me to enjoy each stage more, placing the worries in God's hands. Not that I do this perfectly, but it helps."
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Abby. You know, my youngest is 12 and this advice still applies. Along those same lines, Dana Otto shares that the best words of wisdom I was given, nothing lasts forever, good or bad. Meaning the sweet moments are fleeting, so cherish them while you can. But the hard moments are also only temporary, so don't lose hope.
Mm-hmm.
Stephanie Kettleson writes, "Trust your mom gut, always." More on that later, by the way. She also says, "Babies exit the body the way the Lord intended. Birth plans are guidelines, not gospel." I love that because I've known so many new mothers who come out of their childbirth experience feeling disappointed in life, but also disappointed in themselves for not doing it right. And
yes,
if you have a baby, you did it. Good job.
Yeah. Yep.
And that Nicole Jones says the same thing. She says, as a mom, less than a week postpartum, congratulations, Nicole, by the way, be flexible with your plan and know that ultimately everything is in God's hand. Mm-hmm. And that is such good advice, whether you are 1 week postpartum or all your babies are grown and taller than you are, which mine are. Haley Hazen writes, the practical advice she received was, if I get overwhelmed, like if baby is crying and I can't figure out why and I'm overstimulated slash exhausted, put baby down safely in their crib and take a few minutes to myself, drink some water, step outside for a minute, wash my face, hug my hubby if he's there, call someone and vent, ask them to pray. Yes, baby will cry, but it allows for a refresh for the mom and keeps baby safe so I can walk back in ready to try again. I think this goes so well with your advice to gift mother some self-care items in the baby shower, because that self-care is so essential to keep. Because raising a baby is a marathon. Like, you got to keep your spiritual strength up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amy Savora, this is beautiful. She says, the best advice anyone ever gave me was when I was early in my pregnancy. A friend told me to cherish being pregnant because the baby is safe inside you now. But when it is born, it will be as if your very heart is living, breathing, and walking around outside your chest.
Mm-hmm.
I'm afraid I did not cherish my pregnancies. I was like, I'm uncomfortable, and also I want to meet this baby. Come on! But I think this would have been good advice for me to receive, to realize, oh, you think you're anxious now, honey. Just wait. It can be so much worse. They can have driver's licenses.
Oh, man.
Moving into some more practical advice. This is all practical, but you'll see what I mean. Christina Christensen Schmidt cites some advice that she got in a book, perhaps The Girlfriend's Guide to Pregnancy, which I also remember being a very good wealth of information. To make a crib mattress, you do it in layers. Mattress pad, sheet, crib pad, sheet, crib pad, sheet. There's a reason for this. And that is, if baby spits up or blows out in the middle of the night, and you're like, I do not want to change a whole crib right now, you just pick the baby up, yoink off the top layer, and you are good to go underneath.
That's brilliant.
It really is.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. It really is.
Yeah.
And Christina also recommended, also brilliant, because I'll tell you why in a minute. She says, keep baby nail clippers easily accessible in the car, and when you arrive home, clip baby's nails while they're sleeping in the car seat before getting them out. This is great advice. I cut my daughter. She was squirming. I cut her thumb once when I was cutting her nails, and I literally did not cut another baby's nails for 5 years. I gave it to my husband. I was like, honey, whatever else you do this. This is your territory. It was too traumatic. I cut my child.
Yeah.
So this is great advice.
Are so tiny.
They are so tiny.
And they squirm. Yeah. And those little nails are sharp.
They really are. Oh my goodness. I got a nosebleed once when one stuck a finger up my nose and hit it just wrong.
Woof. Yep. Yeah.
Okay. Moving on. Jen Radloff, short and sweet, says nurses know more than doctors. Also says use a binder for walking after a C-section. Both of those great advice. I've never had a C-section, but I've known people that have. I have had many nurses and many doctors, and I think doctors know. I don't want to diss doctors. Nurses have a different kind of knowledge that can be very, very useful.
Yeah. Different skills. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Gwen Wenk offers this practical advice. Don't be obsessed with getting brand new clothing for your baby. It will eventually get stained. So hand-me-downs are just fine. Agreed. And also kids grow super fast and they don't care about new clothes. Save the new clothes from when they're teenagers and definitely care.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It's true.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we talked about the amber nightlight already. Here's some advice along those lines. Rachel Utterbach writes, best advice for newborns, use a red light bulb for night wakings to help baby get on a day-night routine faster. Mm-hmm. Also, she says, learn Dunstan baby language to help interpret baby cries. I never figured out all five distinct cries, but could at least tell hungry from not hungry, and that was so helpful. Oh. Okay, talking about both of these, those red light, they use red light bulbs on Navy ships at night for the guys that have to move around, but the red light doesn't wake you up as much. Mm-hmm. My husband comes home and says, can I put a red light bulb in my bedside lamp? And do you want one too? And I said, absolutely. I like to read before bed, right? And he's like trying to sell me on this red light. And I'm like, it looks like, oh, I'm not going to say it out loud.
So funny story. We have smart bulbs in our house and we have one of them on the hallway light is on red overnight because I cannot see without my glasses on overnight. And so I need a nightlight or something so I don't run into a door, which I've done. So we have a red light bulb and our bedroom lights, our nighttime lights are red for all of those reasons. So that's funny. So the smart bulbs are your friend here.
Yeah.
If you don't want red light all the time, you can get the LED color changing bulbs and then you can have red at night. Mm-hmm.
And absolutely.
White during the day. So it's not super weird all the time.
And I've never heard of Dunstan baby language, but I'm really curious now because I did notice that as I became a more experienced mother, I was able to tell by crying, you know, oh, this
what
is
what that means.
Yeah. This means I'm overstimulated. This means I'm like a hungry is a very distinctive cry for most babies. And if you can learn to decipher, you know, the at least a couple of different cries, that saves so much frustration for you and for baby.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
That's good advice. Emily Ringelberg Cave writes, best advice at the beginning of pregnancy and thereafter, guard your heart. This is a time when every social media post, well-intentioned piece of advice, or odd comment can derail the joy and calm that an expectant mother and her baby need.
Mm-hmm.
That is beautiful advice, especially these days when we are surrounded with so many sources of information, so many people sharing their ideas, their opinions, including right now, by the way. So if anything I've said is raising your anxiety level, just tune it out. Guard your heart. As Emily says, Julie Ferguson List, another piece of helpful advice, says, there's not only one way to do things. Hubby will do things differently than you will.
That is general life advice, by the way.
Yes. She says this advice said to her to let him. It is also good for the child to know things can be done in different ways.
Mm.
So it's very, very helpful to know, okay, it's okay. It's fine.
Mm-hmm.
He's doing it differently. That doesn't mean it's wrong.
Yep.
Ashley Wallace Lacey writes, best advice, you are the best parent for your child.
Mm.
Really, this receiving this advice, she says, really helped me focus on what was best for my kiddo and me. It's not a cookie cutter experience.
Mm-hmm.
And that is absolutely correct. Every baby is different. You know your baby. You can know babies in general, but you will never be more of an expert than with your own baby.
Yep.
And it may take a couple months for you to get acquainted, but once you do, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And then the final piece of advice, I said we come back to trusting your gut. And this is a beautiful, beautiful piece of advice from Krista Petzold. She says, my advice may sound cliche, but trust your gut, maternal instinct. It's so normal in the overwhelm and sleep deprivation of those early days to research, look for answers, and ask advice. But if the experts, quote unquote, or your friends and family say to do one thing and it feels very wrong, don't force it. You're the mom. Advice is generalized, but you're not parenting the average child or the typical baby. You're caring for your baby, and only you are the mother. So I think following on with that advice, so much good wisdom. And I know we've sort of strayed a bit from the baby shower theme, but baby showers offer a rare opportunity not only to gift the mother and the father with the items that they will need, but if you structure it in such a way that you budget time for and invite this kind of wisdom sharing, it can allow the people there to gift a different kind of present to the parents and fill their heads with practical knowledge, like layering your crib sheets, with wisdom, like, you know, talking to those nurses, and also with just encouragement to know that you've got this. You and your baby will get to know each other, and you will be the expert on this child. And don't worry about that. So I think a baby shower can be an excellent venue for those kinds of wisdom sharing activities if you save space for them. So maybe do, because that was my favorite part of my baby shower.
It is the gift of community. Well, ladies, we have given you some unexpected but useful gift ideas, some adorable snack ideas, and some hilarious and also very wonderful ideas for activities and games and wisdom sharing. We've got a couple prompts still up in the Lutheran Ladies Lounge. We'll share the links to those if you want to look through them a little bit more closely. If you've got a baby shower coming up and you need some ideas, we'll share those in the show notes for this episode. This has been really fun. Hopefully it's been useful for all of you out there celebrating new life in your church communities. You can find all of these things in our Facebook group, the Lutheran Ladies Lounge, on Facebook or on Instagram at Lutheran Ladies Lounge. You can also find all of our episodes at KFUO.org/Lutheran Ladies Lounge or on your favorite podcasting app or on the KFUO radio app. You're listening to the Lutheran Ladies Lounge podcast. I'm Sarah.
I'm Erin.
And I'm Rachel.
Views and opinions expressed on the Lutheran Ladies Lounge podcast may not represent the official position of the management or ownership of KFUO Radio, the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. The Lutheran Ladies Lounge is produced by KFUO Radio and available at KFUO.org or wherever you get your podcasts. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button and leave a review for us, too. If you love the Lutheran Ladies Lounge podcast, consider financially supporting our producer, KFUO Radio, so we can keep doing what we do. Find out how at KFUO.org/give.